Welcome, everyone, to the Energy Advisors Podcast. I'm your host, Rex, that energy guy. Glad to have you with us, no matter where you're listening in around the world. Listen, we've got a great episode today. We're going to talk about and review very quickly Tesla's first bidirectional EV, which is the new Cybertruck. It is amazing. But before we go there, I always would like to remember, hey, people are busy. They don't always have a chance to follow every single episode. So I do want to share with you, take a look at episode number 62. It's an interview with Jonathan Rogers from the City of Denver's Climate Action, Sustainability, and Reliability Office. That's a mouthful. Great folks over there. They're doing some innovative things that are helping Coloradoans in the City of Denver make transitions into a cleaner approach to life. So good stuff. Check that out. And of course, we want to always thank our partners in this show. A couple of those to mention here today. There is information in the information below of the videos or podcast. I want to thank our friends at Power Solar. If you're looking to do solar transition away from your utility company, get some independence, save some money, great organization to do this with. Over 5,000 solar professionals that are connected with them. They will help you be able to make that transition, save some money, and they do it in 23 states across the United States. Our other friends is our good friends over at Universal Wind Kinetics. Universal Wind Kinetics are basically being pioneers in the residential and small business, or what we call micro turbines, which these babies put on your house. Fantastic stuff. If you have not looked at residential wind, you may want to take a quick look at this. They're very affordable, very high performance. In fact, a typical residential wind turbine can actually generate as much electricity at rated speeds of about 4 solar panels. And last, I really am excited about our partnership with Go Green Community Initiative. Grow Green Community Initiative is a nonprofit that's providing education to consumers and small business owners so they can understand the facts about renewable energies, how to save money immediately, and then make that transition over to renewables. And they look at everything from how to conserve energy, how to better manage energy, and actually generate your own. So Go Green Community Initiative. If you're interested in contact with any of these partners, go to the website, energyadvisors.today, and we will get you the information. Just fill out the form. Okay, today is a great update from the industry. I've been meaning to do this for a while. You know, you're starting to see possibly in your community, but they are shipping, which is exciting, is the Tesla Cybertruck and Cybertruck Beast. So these are great vehicles. I'm not in love with the design. You know, it just looks too RoboCop to me, or looks too, I don't know what's the right word to say, but I don't know. I'm a pickup driver. I've been driving a pickup for goodness gracious 40 some years. And so it's not my look and feel, but maybe they'll grow on me. But that's not what I'm here to talk about, because regardless if you like the looks or not, they have a very important feature. The Cybertruck is Tesla's first entry into the marketplace with a bidirectional charging vehicle. Now, if you haven't listened to other episodes or you're not familiar with that, a bidirectional charging vehicle can actually accept a charge to charge its battery, but then that charge can be used to power other things. Previously, the only truck that was available is the Ford F-150 Lightning, which I do love. They are beautiful vehicles, in my opinion, and their extended battery has 131 kilowatt hours. Well, typical Tesla fashion, they brought the Cybertruck to the marketplace, and they have two options. One is 122 kilowatt, which is the base model, and then the other with the add-on, the extended, is another 50 kilowatt hours. So the total of that battery, if you're buying the big one, is 172 kilowatts worth of power. Now, why is that so important? Well, bidirectional vehicles are made so you can charge them, use them as a vehicle, but you can also use them to power your home. And it's my opinion, which I honk a lot about this, is that bidirectional vehicles are going to make a big dent in mass storage devices for your house, because if you can charge your vehicle with the sunlight, and if you're doing residential wind, you can charge that baby up. And then at night, when things aren't running for solar or possibly wind later in the night, because wind runs well into the night sometimes, you can use that vehicle to charge, to run your home or be your backup battery. So it's great, great development by Tesla, because a 172 kilowatt truck battery, basically driving around a big battery, can actually power your home on an average home consumption for about 2 weeks. Now, how exciting is that? Well, let me tell you an exciting example. It is in April of 2024. And where I live just outside, I live between Denver and Boulder. Well, our utility company this last weekend decided that to prevent a potential massive fire like they had back in 2021, where more than 1,100 buildings were burned. High winds were running through the area, so they shut the power down to 55,000 homes. Okay, 55,000 customers that were homes and businesses. And in fact, it's a few days later, they still don't have power. Well, they did this to prevent power lines being dropped and sparked and causing a fire. Well, that's a good idea. However, I would say that 95% or more of those homes didn't have backup storage for electricity. And so for a day or two or three, they've been fighting the fact that they didn't have any power. Well, if you had a bidirectional charged EV, you'd have no issue because you could be charging that EV during the day if you're using solar and wind. And then that EV can be running your refrigerator and keeping the lights on and letting you watch TV and charge your phones at night. So bidirectional vehicles with bidirectional charge are important. Tesla's Cybertruck means it's the 10th vehicle that is now available in the marketplace with bidirectional. It's the second truck, and Tesla is crushing it with that battery size. So wanted to share that update. I'm enthused about it. Now, again, I'm not a huge love affair with the way those Cybertrucks look, but who knows? Maybe they'll grow on me. I'm going to run down and get one on a test drive and check that out. But it's important as the world transitions to more and more renewables that we have these options, because I do believe that bidirectional vehicles with their charging is going to make a big difference in the adoption of both EVs and also renewable energies. So until next time, that's all I got to share for today. And like I say every time, thanks and make it a great day.